This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The man who shot and killed Ahmaud Arbery returns to the witness stand today to be cross-examined by prosecutors. Arbery, a black man, was shot dead as he ran through a Georgia neighborhood. The AP's Mike Hempen.
Travis McMichael is one of three white men charged with murder and the death of Arbery. He testified that he shot Arbery in self-defense. Arbery was chased and shot after being seen running in McMichael's neighborhood. McMichael says he made a split-second life-or-death decision when Arbery grabbed his gun and tried to take it away. He's expected to face aggressive questioning by prosecutors who contend there was no justification for McMichael and his father to arm themselves and chase Arbery when he ran past their home.
Attorneys for Kyle Rittenhouse have requested a mistrial, saying prosecutors gave them an inferior copy of a video that may be a key piece of evidence in the case. The jury in Rittenhouse's murder trial begins day three of deliberations today. Rittenhouse shot two men dead and wounded a third during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He's claiming self-defense. The U.S. is warning that flights to and from one of Africa's busiest airports could be in danger. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
Pilots were warned that planes operating at Bole Airport could be struck by weapon fire from fighting near Ethiopia's capital. The advisory by the Federal Aviation Administration says the threat comes from ongoing clashes between Ethiopian forces and fighters from the northern Tigray region. Whilst the FAA admit there has been no disruption so far, they believe the risk to approaching and departing planes could increase if the Tigray fighters encircle the capital. Thousands have died in the fighting in the past year in Ethiopia.
Workers at John Deere & Company have approved a new contract that gives them an immediate 10% pay raise, and it ends their strike. This is AP News. Roman Catholic bishops have sidestepped a direct challenge to President Biden. The AP's Mike Rossio reports.
Meeting in Baltimore, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops approved the first major statement on communion in 15 years, defending the unborn, but stopping short of sanctioning a ban on communion for politicians such as President Joe Biden, who support abortion rights. Bishop Michael Burbridge.
It's never the intention to target any individuals or group of individuals.
The document was approved on a 222-8 vote, with Bishop Joseph Strickland among the dissenters.
From the people that I hear from, and I'm sure that it's for most of us, the scandal factor is quite significant.
Biden has said at a recent private meeting in Rome, Pope Francis told him to continue receiving communion. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Dow dropped 211 points yesterday. The S&P was down 12. The NASDAQ down 52. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.